Holy.
Well, that's one way to go.
Smells just like Suicide Gate.
Yep, you got it.
What happened there?
There was a gate outside one of the green zones that was constantly hit by car bombs. When it torched the bodies in the surrounding cars, the smell stayed in the area long after.
Yeah, look at this. He must have been standing in the bathwater when he reached up and grabbed it. Must have flown like 4 feet.
What happened to just using a blow dryer or a toaster?
The circuit would have just popped.
I guess he didn't want to do it wrong. Look at this. He ripped the entire strand of wires out of the wall. Bit overkill.
No pun intended. Datu, can you shut the power off to this room so you can get it back on for the rest of the building?
Of course.
Saul, go with him downstairs. We'll wait for you.
What was it?
Oh, someone chose an alternative to survival.
Ew. How?
Well, let's just say you don't want this room.
Or this floor, for that matter. Phew.
Well, I think it's safe to say that I'll be staying on the top floor. Further from the ground, the better.
I'm sure you'll think differently after 14 flights of steps.
Oh, yeah, no elevator.
Not unless you want to risk getting stuck.
Well, I don't know about you, but I really like that apartment on the second floor with the nice TV and the classic modern sofa.
I thought that one was nice, too. I'll stay with you there.
Really, you don't have to. There are a lot of others to choose from.
You're already making stakes on the rooms?
Well, why not? I mean, it is our building now.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
You know, I liked the one, what was it, 2B? The one with the nice leather couch and the king-size bed?
See? Told you this place was a better idea than the prison.
Oh, nice.
Now, just because the lights are on and this place feels a lot safer, don't get getting complacent on me.
What's that mean?
Don't let your guard down.
I'm not doing much, so all right. I'm kind of worthless now, aren't I?
Well, maybe you're not able to do something right now, but once this place is secure, I'm sure you'll be useful. What'd you do outside, like for your job?
I was a florist.
Okay, well, I guess you could, Angel?
Got me there, I don't know.
Oh, come on, guys. I thought you had sold this one through.
We did, mostly. I mean, we're here, aren't we?
Look, Pegs, once this place is up and running, we're going to need food. And not just what hasn't expired in people's cupboards.
Yes, there you go. You could make a garden on the roof. We're going to need fruit, vegetables, spices.
Sure, take my idea.
What are you talking about? It's okay to claim a nice place to sleep for a few nights, but you want me to start a garden? How long are we planning on staying here? I'm sure someone will come for us. This will be over in a few days.
It might and it might not. I'd rather plan for long term and be rescued tomorrow.
Riley brings up a good point, Michael. But we need to do more than just planting food. We're going to need to get organized.
The more people that we can help and have hide out here, the more important it is they each pull their own weight.
Everyone would be more than willing to. I mean, Pegs and I would do damn near anything for you after you picked us up. Wayne, I just made us sound like prostitutes.
Well, I thought that was implied.
Oh, come on, that's not even funny.
Power's back on.
That's right. Everything's all good.
All right. Let's get moving.
After our first day in the tower, my legs ached like no time before. We couldn't stop and rest before the building was empty and clear. We found a few more of those things here and there, but no survivors. Each flight of steps made my shin splint and my back ache. I think that first day was the longest for me. By the time we reached the last floor, I thought I was prepared for everything. I was wrong.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 2.